Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. Iowa Governor Branstad is telling Western Iowans to prepare for a long-term flood fight. There's still 5 to 6 feet of mountain snow to be melted into the Missouri River Basin. Branstad says state and local emergency management experts are doing everything they can to protect life and property, but they know the damage numbers are beginning to add up.
It's into the tens of millions of dollars, and I'm sure the price is going to continue to go up.
The governor will be in the Quad Cities Tuesday when President Barack Obama tours the Alcoa plant. Branstad was invited and plans to be there. He says he'll ask the president about the time frame of the state's requested presidential disaster declaration for the affected counties along the Missouri River. Crawford County residents are cleaning up today from last night's storm. Crawford County Emergency Management Director Greg Miller says a bow echo ripped through the county, dumping 1.5 to 2 inch rains and wind speeds of 50 to 60 miles per hour. However, Miller says it was the second round of storms that caused the damage.
And then the training winds behind it after the front had gone through got stuck with 70 and 75 mile an hour winds. In the western part of the county, as it came through, it took down power lines and poles. And
Miller says downed power lines fell on a house and caused a fire and a lot of tree damage.
Several trees throughout the county and the towns damaged. A couple of buildings one building downtown Denison had a parapet wall cave in that went on top of the building. I don't know how much damage to the actual building it did, but it did cave part of the wall in from the winds. Also, there were some grain bins south of Vale that had tops blown off and a few buildings around farm areas that were blown down.
Miller says the damage occurred in just about the entire county. The Atlantic Police Department reports 2 arrests. On Saturday, 19-year-old Devin Gardner of Exira was arrested for driving while suspended. And 34-year-old Frank Dambra of Atlantic was arrested for driving while revoked and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail. A Bedford man faces numerous charges after trying to elude law enforcement in Adams County Saturday evening. According to the Adams County Sheriff's Office, 22-year-old Wilbur Pace was arrested and charged with eluding, speeding, and open container. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says Pace was allegedly speeding on Highway 34 and increased his speed when authorities attempted to stop him. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Jeff Mendenhall of Corning. Mendenhall was arrested around 5:30 on Sunday for assault causing serious injury. An Ames woman was arrested for operating while intoxicated, third offense, and driving while barred following a traffic stop in Exira Sunday. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says there was also an outstanding Audubon County warrant for 49-year-old Jan Tracy Rasmussen for driving while barred, stemming from an incident on January 9th. Rasmussen was transported to the Audubon County Jail. She was seen by the magistrate and is being held on $5,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 3 arrests. On Friday, 29-year-old Toby Lynn Merritt of Glenwood was arrested for probation order violation. On Sunday, 73-year-old Charles Edward Hughes of Glenwood was arrested for attempted burglary third. He was held on $1,000 bond. Also on Sunday, 22-year-old Andrew Dean West of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was held on $1,000 bond. An Atlantic man received minor injuries following a two-vehicle accident in Audubon County Thursday. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says 40-year-old Casey Jean Mora of Audubon was driving a 2006 Chevy Impala on Pheasant Avenue near 130th Street following a motorcycle driven by 30-year-old Stephen Robert Peterson of Atlantic. Mora was passing the motorcycle when it veered into the side of her vehicle. Peterson was thrown from the motorcycle. Peterson was charged with operating a non-registered motor vehicle, driving under suspension, and driving left of center. A Glenwood man was uninjured in a rollover accident northwest of Silver City Friday. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says 31-year-old Justin Fehrenkrog was driving a 1991 Isuzu west on Barris Road and allegedly looked down as he entered the curve. When the passenger side tire left the roadway, he overcorrected, crossed the center line, and rolled into the south ditch. A power outage reported in parts of Pottawatomie and Cass counties early Sunday morning was due to a raccoon getting into a substation. Tina Potthoff with MidAmerican Energy said the power outage occurred just after 5 a.m. and lasted for about 5 hours. A total of 654 customers in Pottawatomie County and 152 customers in Marnie were affected by the outage. And the Iowa legislative session is in its 25th week as state lawmakers continue to hash out the proposed $5.99 billion budget proposal. Greenfield Republican Representative Claude Bowdler explains what he believes is holding things up.
It's very simple. We said from the start we were not going to spend more than the state takes in. And we said also that we're going to have an open process, a very open and transparent budget.
And Bowdler blames some members of the Democratic Party for dragging their feet.
I think it comes down to there's some members in the Democratic caucus that want to spend more money than we're willing to spend.
Bowdler says, consequently, it has created loggerheads.
We've got a new Speaker of the House, a new Majority Leader, and a new second time around governor, and the Senate is very narrowly split, and I think it's causing some concerns on how to get out of here.
Bowdler thinks that the state will have things wrapped up by Wednesday with a budget that does not spend more than they take in. For news you can depend on, I'm Andy Bellings.